Welcome to the Juniper Networks Master of IT podcast. Recognizing Juniper customers who deliver strategic value to their organizations by solving complex networking challenges. I'm Paul Landcor with podtech.net. Today's guest is Craig Koller, Manager of Networking at the University of Alaska. As you might imagine, he faces some unique challenges designing and maintaining a network. I started by asking him to describe his role.
I'm responsible for the network design, new network implementation, and I would say network expansion for the University of Alaska System Office, which is sort of the governing body for the University of Alaska and its three major campuses. The three major campuses are the University of Alaska Fairbanks, the University of Alaska Anchorage, and the University of Alaska in Juneau. And my role at the System Office is fundamentally to develop the network from a wide area network service point view, whereas we provide network services to the various campuses. I'm also recently started working on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus network engineering as well.
And so what are the specific challenges as the manager of network engineering for the university? What are the specific challenges you face?
Well, being in Alaska, our challenges, I think, are different than some other major universities in the United States. Simply because of our geography, we face some challenges in terms of the amount of infrastructure that's available to us, and when there is infrastructure available to us, the cost that that infrastructure has for us. So with any university, our three primary challenges for IT is to serve the research community, to serve the students, and to serve the community, specifically in terms of community outreach. In the research area, we do some high-performance computing. We have a fairly prestigious science community here, and they're doing a lot of large data set transfers to sites in lower 48. And for our students, one of the challenges we have is the expectations that they come into the university with, and for IT specifically. A number of our students, of course, live here on campus, and they're expecting and indeed deserving to have internet access and network access equal to any other university in the nation. So that puts us in a different sort of operational mindset than some other education environment might be, in that we have to provide 24/7, 365 days a year access to our network resources, both commodity internet resources and Internet 2 resources for all these people, just like any mission-critical network or mission-critical operation.
We were joking just before we got started that everybody who first speaks to you when you're in Alaska asks you about the weather, but it's true that the weather conditions and the terrain probably present you with unique problems up there, as well as the far-flung nature of the various campuses you deal with.
Absolutely, absolutely. We still serve remote campuses using satellite feeds, which universities in the lower 48 might not have to deal with, and that presents problems of latency and delay that we have to overcome. And these are actually very low bandwidth circuits here, of course. So we can't provide the amount of bandwidth, say, to a remote campus that some other university might, but we have to make sure that that bandwidth is used to its utmost potential. And of course, there's a cost issue as well. Satellite bandwidth remains to be very, very expensive.
Is that the only way you connect with some of your campuses, is with satellite? You have no fiber lines or anything like that?
For some of our remote campuses, satellite is the only connection available. Most of them, however, most of our remote campuses, we connect to via a frame relay network that's delivered either via a carrier's fiber optic infrastructure or over microwave links.
And in what ways has Juniper Networks assisted you in facing these challenges?
Well, Juniper has been instrumental in the development of our network. About 3 years ago, we received a grant from the National Institute of Health to upgrade the core network infrastructure of our network, and we turned to Juniper first and foremost to help us out in the design and deployment of the network. Juniper has an excellent name in the education and research market, and Internet 2, of which we're a member, uses Juniper extensively, and so it was fairly easy for us to look at Juniper for a core network routing platform and they were very helpful in that regard. Plus, in terms of a community outreach perspective for the university, we are involved in a program called Sponsored Education Group Participant. It's called SEGP, and basically it's a Internet-to program that allows us to connect non-Internet-to member entities onto the Internet-to backbone. And Juniper was instrumental in helping us allocate some equipment from them throughout the state of Alaska to deploy this new network that we'll connect these individual communities with. So what we're talking about specifically is connecting K through 20 schools, connecting libraries, connecting museums, connecting certain other education organizations throughout the state to the Internet-to backbone over Juniper routing equipment.
So it sounds like you're overseeing the network connection of a large segment of the education system in the state of Alaska.
Absolutely. And it's seems to be growing daily, to tell you the truth.
When did you receive this grant money and started to deploy your new network?
We received the grant money about 3 years ago, and that's when we upgraded the university's core network. And then, in conjunction with Juniper and a number of the carriers here in Alaska, we recently deployed what's called the AK-20 network, and we just finished that deployment before 2007. And we're now in the process of connecting the other educational organizations up to that network.
So as you move forward with this and with other aspects of your work, what do you see as the challenges in the future?
Well, I think our challenges are, well, there's technical challenges and I think there's policy challenges. Of course, some of the technical challenges we are up against are like many enterprises or many large service provider networks, in that we can no longer rely just on destination-based IP routing. What we really need to do, and this is one of the reasons we chose Juniper as a partner here, is we need to be able to control packet forwarding in a way that isn't, say, the default way of packet forwarding. And, of course, Juniper's hardware is renowned for this ability, and Juniper offers, in my mind, a very rich policy language. And through the use of that policy language, we're able to control packets in ways that a couple of years ago wouldn't be possible. And so we're also looking at so-called advanced services in terms of QoS, in terms of bandwidth reservation, in terms of, in specific areas, compression and local caching, particularly with the satellite sites. We have to make sure that that bandwidth there is used properly and used to its best effect. And the only way we can do that is through some of the new technologies in terms of compression and a certain amount of caching.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of challenging and rewarding work going on up there in Alaska, and I just want to thank you for taking the time out today, Craig, and talking to us about it.
Okay, great.
Craig Koller is Manager of Network Engineering for the University of Alaska. Join us for the next podcast in the Juniper Network series, Masters of IT. Thanks for listening.